Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's been a week, hasn't it? The drama will not stop this week. Today on Daily Pop, Sharon Osbourne says she is sorry after things got ugly on The Talk. Now, remember, Sharon had defended Piers Morgan after he slammed Meghan Markle, and it turned into a heated debate about racism.
I'm asking you again, and don't try and cry, because if anyone should be crying, it should be me. Tell me, when you have heard him say racist things, educate me, tell me.
To not want to address that because she is a black woman and to try to dismiss it or to make it seem less than what it is, that's what makes it racist.
All right, well, today Sharon posted an apology on social media. She writes, I panicked, felt blindsided, got defensive, and allowed my fear and horror of being accused of being racist take over. Kind of what we said that we felt like she was feeling.
Yeah.
After seeing this apology, if you were Cheryl, would you be able to move on as a colleague or friend?
Well, after seeing the apology, what I didn't see was Cheryl's name in the apology.
Right.
Oh.
And as a colleague,
got it.
Look, for a check, I'm gonna put 10 fingers and 10 toes down on the ground and keep it moving. That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
When it's about my livelihood, sometimes in life, no matter who you are, sometimes you just gotta get through a rough situation. So the show must go on. I would be able to move on. But as a friend?
Yeah.
So you're saying in her tweet, she should have had Cheryl's name in there.
Not only Cheryl, she should have had Elaine Welteroth's name in there as well. Because let me just say this.
Because she cut a fool on the show.
She cut a fool on the show. If I sat here and we were talking about something that happened with women's issues and Carissa and I got in a fight, the first person I'm going to say in my apology is sorry to my friend for disrespecting you, and also sorry to Kim. As a woman, I should have never said that to you sitting here and having to see me and witness this whole thing, because Elaine was taken back by all of it. So I don't know if I was Cheryl, if I would be able to move on as a friend.
Okay, but what about, what if they did a private apology? What if she went to their dressing room after the show or even the next day and said, look, let's have a sit down. I want to hash this out.
But she did a public discussion.
Because it happened on the show?
Right. When you do a public discussion like that, heated discussion, you have to have a public apology. Why are you doing it private? And you're saying, we talked about it earlier, that they should have had this discussion in the dressing room prior to the show.
Yes.
It should not have been something that heated on television where Sharon felt that she had to curse. It's like us working together. I mean, we got heated yesterday, too. So we might have to issue an apology, have somebody come on the show and say sorry to us.
No. Hey. But by the way, look, we are on a show that is based in opinions. And a lot of times, we will not agree on certain things.
Yes.
And there are certain things that you have turned up about.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that I may turn up about from time to time again, maybe months a week, I get a little crazy. But that's just part of the show. And I think for Cheryl and Sharon, they understand that this is a hard time in America. And we need to bring these conversations to the forefront so that people at home could have the same conversations. However, if you're going to drag me publicly, you're going to apologize publicly as well.
Yeah. So it was a little interesting that she, the next day, so this show happened 2 days ago. They did yesterday's show, and there was really no addressing of it, but
except for feel the tension.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see that tension?
And I just feel like, you know, call a spade when something weird happens on air. Yeah, just own it, right? You just
I don't know about that. It's kind of hard when you're in the moment. You say you own it the next show, but like it's kind of hard in the moment if you're feeling weird. If we get into a heated discussion,
you're not ready for it yet. You need more time.
I don't know. I guess you're trying to, you know, figure out what are we doing here. You're my colleague. Why are we feeling this tension? I've been there before, and somebody has to take the high road, somebody got to take the middle road, somebody got to take the low road. I think when you both go, and I think that's what Cheryl did, she was like, because I know Cheryl Underwood, but she, you could tell she was thinking of everything before she spoke.
Yeah.
Well, Sharon was not thinking before she spoke.
Well, because Sharon feels safe.
She was not taking,
Sharon feels safe in her space. And I don't think Cheryl Underwood felt safe in her space because Cheryl is not a producer. Cheryl is also a Black woman, and sometimes it can be a little bit harder. And I sympathize with that. I've seen my mother have to curt her words time and time again because she never wanted to be seen as the angry Black woman. Right. So I understand.
Passionate.
So I understand all of it. But the thing that kind of baffles me, and not baffles me because I know it happens time and time again, and I said this yesterday, if the shoe was on the other foot and Cheryl had raised her voice at Sharon, I know for a fact that Cheryl Underwood would have gotten on the show today and said, hey, I know things got a little out of hand. I now understand. I see you.
Wait.
And I hear you.
Did you say she was going to be on the show the next day? Cheryl Underwood might not have been on the show the next day.
True tea.
Yeah.
Okay, it's different rules for different people.
That's right. So, I mean, so are we cool with this? Is Sharon fine? I mean, I asked you guys yesterday, do you think Sharon's going to lose her job over this? And I mean, you guys both were like, absolutely not. So is this apology going to win over people, or do you think the damage is done? Do you think that this outburst that she had on the show has sealed her fate with many fans?
I feel like people have ADD here. Like, we don't talk about Chris Harrison anymore. We're not talking about Hilaria faking that accent. Like, we don't even care about Armie Hammer and Vanity Fair just hosted. He was eating people 5 days ago, and we don't even talk about it.
He tried to take a rib
from Kim. And we don't even talk about it anymore, you guys.
That's true.
Like, all we
care... Something new. Somebody's going to do something new over the weekend.
We are forgiving, but I feel like that she might have... You know how football players, when they do something wrong, they're fined? I think that they might give her, you know, she might get reprimanded. They might.
Yeah.
I think it's behind not
closed
be that
doors.
Easy.
I bet she had some serious conversations.
Oh,
with the
absolutely.
Heads. Yeah, I'm sure they sat her down and it's like, all right, we're not going to take any more airtime to explain this to you. Obviously, you're having a hard time understanding it. So let me meet you to our diversity coach. She's going to explain this to you so that you fully understand. And I think that was what was appropriate to happen. I mean, she didn't need to have, you know, that big of a reaction on air. As I said yesterday, I could tell, and as she said in her thing, she was seeing red. She was so worried about how
racist,
she was being perceived
thinking,
that she wasn't even aware of how she was speaking to people. Maybe she, you know, and everybody's
because
different.
Because she's trying to fight. You're trying to come back up that. You're trying to go climb back up out that hole. You're like, no,
I'm not.
You're panic.
You're
yeah,
so
but
cute.
Cheryl was calm.
She was
and
calm.
Collected, man. She showed a lot more poise and a lot more
restraint. By the way, you're so cute. Yes, you're like, oh yeah, you know, they bought her a diversity coach. Girl, we're talking about CBS. They let Les Moonves walk around there like that was a brothel for 37 years.
But wait.
They let him act like it was a brothel in Abu Dhabi.
My producers are screaming in my ear. Allegedly!
Y'all not gonna overtalk me. Look. Listen, no, but they have a new, they have a Black president now.
They
do. Diversity, they do. I bet you he pulled her in and said,
Let me explain, honey.
Sharon, let me tell you, when you get this, let me talk to you.
On a Zoom call, too.
On a Zoom call.
Come
closer to the screen, I need him.
Yeah.
I
got to talk to you.
Hear me.
I got to talk to to you about a few things.
Oh,
hold
that's
on.
So funny.
Let me give you this.
A brothel, allegedly.
And I thought you said I was cute because David did such a good job on my pony.
So
today.
Cute.
I do like the power.
So cute.
No.
Okay, lighten things up a little bit here. Let's talk love, starting with Selena Gomez. It's a big morning for her. She just dropped her Spanish language album, but her struggle is real. Selena hasn't had a serious relationship in 3 years, and she tells Vogue out March 23rd, I can't meet someone and know if they like me for me. To be honest, I just want to start over. I want everything to be brand new. I want someone to love me like I'm brand new. Aww. What do y'all think? You feel bad for her? Do you think celebrities deal with this all the time?
Oh, yeah. Justin deals with it all the time.
All the time.
Honey, all the time.
Everybody's always dating you for clout.
He's talking about,
all
what
the
do
time.
You think, Kim? You know, I'm on Daily Pop, you know, and I got these interviews with all these important people, Michelle Obama and all these people. They don't want me for just me.
It's quite the opposite. I think people are like, oh my God, if you're that turned up at 8 a.m., what am I gonna get on the weekends? I feel like people take my persona off of TV and believe that's who I am.
Yes.
And when people aren't attracted to that, I don't think they come for me. I will say though, in Selena Gomez's case, I feel like sometimes celebrities do this thing where they want people who aren't into the celebrity life, mm-hmm. but your life is celebrity. And you should find somebody who is okay with the way, with
that,
your lifestyle,
right.
and who understands it and who kind of gets off on it a little bit. Because if you think about it, if you were an Army vet and you were moving around, you know, every 3 years and you meet a partner who's not into that, you would be like, oh, I thought you were down for this. Why aren't you looking at your life like it's
like
a lifestyle?
Like
it is what it is.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
Selena
Ron.
Also told the LA Times that anytime she's photographed with a young male co-star, the tabloids spread romance rumors, which makes guys not want to date her. See, I'm
not going to say, I don't believe that. Say what you're going to say. I see what you're about to say.
I think most guys know that, like, think about it. You're a young guy, Selena Gomez responds to your DM, or Selena Gomez says, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll go out on a date with you. Mm-hmm. Number one, you know, who doesn't know if you go out with an A-list star that you might get photographed and people are gonna all of a sudden be curious about you. Yes, you could still be a guy who wants a private life and mm-hmm. so you can just, you know, there's
most
talking about it, but there's most guys are probably like, that is
that
me.
Is it. That is
yes, it is. I am with Selena.
And the truth is, as I have a dear friend, John Murray, who I always talk about, and he said, Kim, just because a man wants you, you're out there, like you said, it's your celebrity life. Take them in. Selena, I say, go ahead and meet them all. That's the advantage. You know, when they say celebrity, it's called access. Who cares what they want you for?
Amen.
I can understand. Yeah. Well, I can understand the difference between, like, trying to figure out somebody who's using you to get, like, their own fame. But I have a hard time believing that guys don't want to, like, be seen with her. I mean, I'm pretty sure any guy wants to
be seen with her.
But you know what? I think guys are doing the Meghan Markle thing. Not doing the Meghan Markle thing and not Googling her. If you Google her, there's all this drama between she and Selena and Justin and Haley. Like,
true.
Sometimes it's like, do I want to get caught in that whirlwind? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, no, that was good.
That's all I'm going to say.
Coming up, surprise wedding in Hollywood. Who just got secretly married? And guess what? They're going to join us live with the big news. Plus, the most outrageous stories of the week, like the Golden Globe winner. Who's going to bury the trophy in their garden? So odd to me. That and much more after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back. ITV weatherman Alex Beresford got a lot of attention this week after calling out Piers Morgan for slamming Meghan, but that's just one of the reasons why Alex is our man crush of the week.
Alex Beresford isn't just a weatherman with an opinion.
I'm sorry, but Pierce spouts off on a regular basis, and we all have to sit there and listen.
He's super easy on the eyes, too. We wouldn't want to piss Alex off, not with those pecs. He's got a passion for fitness, and lucky for us, he loves showing off his workout sessions on IG. Alex also enjoys showing off his silly side in between takes on set. And he's a softie when it comes to his adorable pup, Peaches. But nothing beats the love he has for his 11-year-old son, Cruz.
You all right, buddy?
Alex!
You all right?
I got a 10-year-old Alex. He got an 11-year-old. We can do this. Did you see that?
That hula hoop.
Wait a minute.
You guys should have heard him. The hula hoop came on, and you just see Justin go,
I have never seen a hula hoop like that during the day.
I have never seen a man with a body like that and be smart.
Alex. I don't know, Alex. I don't know what your preference is. I don't know if you're single, but I will quarantine for 2+ weeks.
just to have a
sit down with you, okay?
And you do.
Wait, why can't he come on our show?
Alex.
Producers, Alex.
An open invite anytime. Okay.
Bring that hula hoop.
There were some wild stories this week, but this next one was really off the wall. Rosamund Pike blew our minds when she told Ellen DeGeneres where she keeps all of her awards.
Can I ask you about burying your awards in your garden?
I think it's awkward, so I bury them in the garden with a little bit showing up so you could, you know, have an enticing glimpse of a hand.
Rosamund thinks it's uncomfortable to display her trophies inside, so she plans to leave them in the garden even after she's gone. We've heard people storing them in the bathroom or random places, but this one, yeah. I feel like she needs to have like a mama sit down and say, honey, you earn those. You display those.
I don't know about that part.
Really?
But when you start burying statues in the garden, according to New Orleans rules, I don't know what's popping up in my life.
I have one award. It's an CMA award, and it is proudly on my parents' shelf.
Yes, the CMA Insurance Award from
the Country Music Award.
Country Music Award for radio.
The CMA Insurance Award.
It is not an insurance
best driver.
Award.
Best driver.
Oh my god. I am a good driver. But no, I'm proud of it. Even
you
though it's at my parents' house.
You know what I think it is? It's one of those things where I'm not going to say his name, but I met a celebrity one time. He has a famous Halloween party. And after meeting this celebrity once and then meeting him 5 years later after he won his Oscar, all of a sudden he became the weirdest version of himself.
Oh, God.
I feel like celebrities sometimes when they get to like a certain angle, when they get to a certain like height, they always want to see how intricate or how weird or eccentric I can be so people can talk about it.
Right.
So now if you see him in interviews, he's not as, hey, hi. He's more like, yeah, I'm weird.
Wants to be,
I'm Johnny
to be
Depp.
Mysterious.
Like, you know, like Johnny Depp.
Mysterious.
It's like, mysterious. It's like a weird thing that they put on. So I think for Rosamund Pike, she played the, hi, I'm Rosamund Pike. I'm new to the game. Now that she's gotten all these accolades and she's Gone Girl, she's now in that category of celebrities of let me be as eccentric as possible.
Right.
And not.
I have so many.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and be eccentric and bury those things and see when a foot starts growing out your back.
Yeah.
All right. Before Sunset star Julie Delpy said, it sucks to be pretty. Julie told Page Six that when she was younger, she was constantly treated as a sex object and had to defend herself intellectually. What was your first reaction when you heard the headline saying, it sucks to be pretty?
Mine was, I'm gonna ask Carissa how that feels, to be so pretty.
That's right, I was wondering.
I can't relate, I don't see myself that way, but I mean.
You use it to your advantage. I don't know where she got, this is the thing. When you're pretty and you're in Hollywood, it opens certain doors.
Yes.
Let's just say what it is. Now, those doors could not have been opened. She just had to learn how to deal with it if it was too much. It's really, you know, how you deal with the situation.
Like, and, isn't also, no matter what the category is, when somebody underestimates you,
maybe this is just my personality, I love proving them wrong. I'm like, oh good, you come in and you think I'm a dumbass, or you think I'm this or that, and then I love to be able to prove you wrong. And I feel like that's something that's at least fun for some people, no matter what. I think a lot of people are underestimated, whether it be based off their looks, the color of their skin, whatever it might be. And I think that that just comes with what?
Their gender.
Their gender, all these things. And I think a lot of people feel that way in one way or another. Maybe not because they felt like they were so pretty, but being underestimated is a common thing.
For sure. I will say though, you know, for me, I had grew up with friends who were gorgeous and beautiful and always got a leg up in the race because of what they look like. So early on, now in their 30s, they're trying to figure out what their next step is because they've never had to use anything but their looks. I am grateful that, and I say this all the time, that the Lord had me at a solid 5.5 until I was 28 years old.
No.
And I think I'm only a 7 now, but to be a 5.5 was a struggle. So I had to learn how to use my wit. I had to learn how to use charisma. I had to learn how to communicate
with people.
But I think that's
because you had a good foundation. And I believe it's
I had an ugly one.
I can't talk to you.
No, bitch, I had an ugly
one. No, you did not.
I'm gonna show you a photo.
But this is the thing. But you were taught values and how to do things. And now that you're so handsome, you add those other things that you've learned, those values, and you're gonna turn into one day this gorgeous swan with knowledge and beauty and the blue sweater.
I love how she said one day.
One day.
Yeah. You're gonna work on that.
Hey, you gotta keep them down.
You gotta keep them down. So you're still pimping.
All right, so ahead, Hollywood's newest married couple is stopping by with exclusive wedding details just for Daily Pop. And new mom Kat McPhee is revealing how she hit her baby bump while filming her new show. Our interview with her is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time to take a look at the stories making headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. All right, George Clooney might be the greatest when it comes to fan appreciation. While in the middle of working, George masked up and did a jog by fans in Boston who were waiting to catch a glimpse of him and his co-stars on the set of their movie, The Tender Bar. The film also stars Ben Affleck. So, Ben, your turn to do a jog by. All right, Demi Lovato is opening up about her sexuality in March's Glamour. She says she is waiting for this a specific time to come out as what she is. Demi did go on to share her sexual experiences, like the time she hooked up with a girl and liked it a lot more. But with guys, she had a quote, visceral reaction. The Grammy Awards is shaping up to have some pretty epic performances. Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion are confirmed to take the stage together. And Taylor Swift, who we also cannot wait to see, shared this photo with her Folklore album collaborators. People reports they've all been quarantining together in advance of Sunday's show on CBS. And that is your Hollywood Minute. We made it in time. All right, new mom Katherine McPhee has another reason to celebrate. She is co-starring with Eddie Cibrian in the new comedy Country Comfort. I spoke with her before the baby was born, and she told me about hiding her bump and the warning she got about working with Eddie.
I've been here before. I'm no stranger to this town.
Did you guys know each other before working together?
No, I'd never met Eddie before. We have a mutual friend who had said to me that, you know, be careful with Eddie because he's really kind of not a nice person on set. So I got a little warning. No, I'm kidding. No, I've just only heard great things and how professional he is. And I know he has only but nice things to say about me.
What can you say, you know?
But well, you can say.
We do have a mutual friend. He was like, you're gonna love Kat. Oh, she's the best.
I was pregnant the last 6 episodes, and I just kept on going up to him like, thinking how huge I looked. Eddie did tell me to lay off the potato chips, which was kind of rude, but other than that.
And she hit the pregnancy well.
Then who might you be?
Oh, I'm Bailey. I was our new nanny.
I've never seen the kids respond to anybody like this.
I'm so excited to have a sitcom on television again. It just feels so good to laugh again.
It did make me laugh, and I've always loved country music and great hours with sitcom. Your spouse isn't mad at you for being at work too long.
With Leanne, like, you've got to do the show.
I think she wanted me to do the show, what Kat was saying before, is because I could get to come home at a decent hour. Obviously the country aspect, having set in Nashville, the laughs, but it has a lot of heart.
You are just about the worst nanny we've ever had.
I know.
But you got a heart the size of Texas.
It's a very cute, family-friendly show. You guys should check it out, Country Comfort. It's available on Netflix March 19th. They're cute, both of them.
Oh, my God. They're so cute.
Like, Eddie's so hot, and so hot. Catherine's so pretty. It's a good show. All right, coming up, the reveal of the Hollywood couple that secretly got married. They're going to be here live in our studio. And next week on Daily Pop, we are going all out for the Kardashians.
Welcome back. We have to welcome our good girl, our friend, Erin, and now her husband, Joshua. Okay, oops, I just broke the news. Share the news.
Oh, yeah, so we're married.
So here's the thing. You guys got engaged, and we were so excited about it. And we were all wondering, when is that going to happen, that wedding? It's a pandemic. And then what made you... I dropped my mic, so take over.
What made you guys just do it?
Well, I mean, I've been wearing my little wedding band like underneath my engagement ring for 2 months now. We did it in January. And we just decided, what did we decide? Over the holidays that we wanted to do it the start of the year?
Yeah, we decided the start of the year because with the pandemic, it was kind of like, we don't know when we're going to get everyone together. So
yeah.
We just wanted to do something special with the fam. And
yeah, we wanted to start our lives, start the new year off right. And so it was really small, intimate. It was in my parents' backyard where we got engaged. And it was just our immediate families. And Joshua's dad married us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm happy that you're here because Erin and I got in a debate a few months ago about why we go to church. And apparently, she was at church looking for a man. Meanwhile, I'm looking for a blessing. But, you know, it's so crazy because we never really talk about church anymore. We never talk about the connections that you can make at church. Was she DMing you after church?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Dad.
Or did you, when you saw her get baptized, were you like, no, I'm a dunker. Let me help you. Let me get this towel.
Okay, we can set the record straight.
Set the record straight.
So we met a couple days before she was getting baptized. I was asked to do the baptizing that day, just kind of randomly. I'm a volunteer at our church, and they're, hey, can you baptize? And there's two lines. There's someone else dunking in one line, I'm dunking in another. And she denies it, she might have slid over to the right line to make sure that she got baptized by the right person.
I did not know that he was going to be baptizing me. Thank you very much. But it is pretty epic that, like, he was the person who was there on that special day. And
very random,
now my
yeah.
Husband.
We didn't know each other, so and sweet. she made sure she slid over to the right line.
We also did not date for a while after that moment. Yeah. Like, it was a couple months later that we started dating.
Because she said you were like the Brad Pitt of church. Like, you were the Michael B. Jordan of the congregation that all the girls were thirsted after.
Oh, wow.
You.
No, this lies.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I love you guys as a couple. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. You guys just have
so much love there. I want you guys to play a little newlyweds game.
Oh.
We're gonna use, and I'm a game show host today, so I have a game show host mic. Okay. Here we go. This is the newlyweds.
You're gonna write on your board.
Okay.
The answers on your board. Where was your first kiss? Let's see if you all match on the count of three, one.
Hold on. All right.
Two, three. Oh, yeah, car in a parking lot. Y'all are not 12 years old.
We stopped at some tacos, eating some tacos, and yeah.
And then one thing led to another.
Every couple, some onion breath on that one. So every couple has that song. If you had to call one song as yours, what would it be?
Oh, she knows quick.
I know. I think this might have been the song playing in the background when we had our first.
Don't give any hints.
Yeah, don't give me no hints.
Sorry.
On three.
I might be cheating, but we'll see.
One, two, three. WAP by My Love Is Waiting, you Marvin Gaye playlist.
My Love Is Waiting by Marvin Gaye.
Oh!
WAP.
All right.
Let's give it to you.
WAP, everyone watching.
All right, let's see. What's Erin's least favorite chore?
Chore?
Ooh, around the house. What does she not like to do?
That was me, I'd be like, all of them?
Let's see.
I'm pretty good at chores.
Yeah. Ooh. One, two, three. Clean and toilet laundry. Oh.
Okay, maybe I don't like either.
Oh. Okay, this is a good one. This is a good one. If Josh could eat anything for the rest of his life, every day, what would it be?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you got this one. Come on, boo.
I got this one.
And don't say a rib, because Armie Hammer already took it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my second Armie Hammer joke of the day, and I'm going to throw you a third one.
Okay, wait, ready, set, go.
Pasta.
Oh,
jalapeno chips.
Come on, boo.
He said a meal.
You said a meal?
What did you say?
I said food.
Food, yeah. Come on. I can't eat pasta every day.
You eat pasta every other day.
No, that would be number two.
Wow, we don't know each other.
If Erin Lim could have anybody play at her wedding when you guys finally have that reception, who's the one celebrity, if she had the budget, she would get to play at her wedding?
Of all time, living or dead?
Living.
Okay, living.
You got to be able to buy it.
Okay.
Planning my wedding?
She don't even know. Look at her.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Dang, hold on.
Two.
That's a hard one.
Hold on. I'm just gonna do a guess. Oh, my pen's out.
Let me see.
Hey.
Three, two, one. She would have Beyonce. Kim K is not singing at your wedding.
Sing. Wait, you said singing?
Yes.
You said planning.
Oh my God, you guys. We gotta talk to these.
It would be Beyonce.
Yeah, come on.
We're gonna get Dr. Drew in here to help out these two.
She can play.
After the break.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I didn't even understand the question.
After the break, the Grey's Anatomy shocker that's got everybody gasping today.
Grey's Anatomy returned last night, and they did it again. They killed off a fan favorite, Andrew DeLuca. People are not okay about this.
Mm. I'll miss you. If I go back and you don't, I'll miss you.
You'll be okay, Mary. You will. You'll be okay.
Andrea!
Have to go.
Oh, so sad.
That always, yeah, it's a lot of people visiting.
That's why I don't really invest in shows like this. I'm a Young and the Restless dude.
Oh, come
because
on.
Because the only way you're going to lose a character on Young and the Restless is if they die in real life. Okay? I'm telling you, they probably might embalm them. They might embalm them and bring them out on a dolly.
You know how many times Victor's died?
Exactly.
I mean, yes. Victor just comes back.
And by the way, if they die on YNR, nine times out of ten, they end up on Bold and the Beautiful. And then four years later, they get brought back on YNR. This is why I watch YNR.
But if you die on Grey's Anatomy, it means you're going to have a movie career.
Oh, okay.
Does it?
There you go. Well, that's
oh, people
that's
die on Grey's Anatomy, and then well, they go do
tell
film.
That to Isaiah Washington.
Well, that was a whole different situation.
You don't have your shady cup today.
I know.
Where's your glittery shady cup?
No.
Okay, we also got another glimpse of McDreamy, and next week's promo. Is Meredith ever going to wake up? Oh, my gosh. I mean, eventually, yes.
I think she will. So. You know what happens in those dreams when you get excited? You wake up right before it starts. You know what I mean?
Grey's showrunner is dropping hints that this might be the final season. She told The Hollywood Reporter that she's preparing for the end of this season to either be a season finale or could just be the series finale. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a series finale?
I mean, I'm not that concerned.
It's hard to say. It is hard. This is a big season. It might be over. She has so many other things she's doing.
And maybe with Shonda going to Netflix and having that whole thing happen, about the $125, you know, park ticket that blew up a $200 million empire, maybe Shonda might be like, it's time for me to move on. It's time for me to get out of there. And we all know Ellen Pompeo don't want to be doing this for the rest of her life.
But it's such a diverse show with so many different people, and I just love it. I love it, and I hope that it stays on.
I hope it
stays on, too. All right, up next, how to party like a rock star at home. We're going to show you how to throw the perfect Grammys party with a twist. That's next.
We are getting this Grammy party started early with entertaining expert Paul Zahn, everybody. Welcome, Paul.
Okay. Yes.
I'm liking what I'm seeing so far.
Yes. All right. Now, okay. Paul is going to show us how to throw a Grammys party inspired by some of our favorite nominees. Now, what's the first thing we need to do?
We need to set the tone, and we're going to do that with some Dua Lipa-inspired florals right here. You see these? So I work with Petals LA, who's Dua's florist, to put these together. So we have some disco ball action going on downstairs and upstairs, a pop of color.
Okay.
We like a pop of color for the Grammys, right, guys?
No, we do love a pop of color. You guys, grab your phones and scan that QR code on your screen to get the recipe for the most important part, the signature cocktail. We are not using ice today because of COVID. But Paul, what do you have for us today?
We are gonna make a watermelon sugar cooler. So what we're gonna do is we are going to rim the glass with some brown sugar and lime. So you pick up the glass, take the lime, rim it, and then we have some brown sugar and salt right here.
Yes.
And you're gonna put down that cup. And then we are gonna take our mixing tin and we are going to put some watermelon in there.
Ooh.
Watermelon sugar high, right, guys? Then we are gonna put in some agave nectar, like so.
Yes.
And then some lime juice to bring in that fun citrus deliciousness.
What if I wanted to make skinny?
You would just do a little less agave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now we are gonna muddle this up. Like so, super easy.
I put everything in the glass.
Me too.
Hey,
you guys are gonna be.
She's trying to go straight to
I'm trying to go straight to the drink.
You went straight to the tequila, huh? Yes. Now we are gonna add 1.5 ounce of tequila, and it's an añejo, which is golden.
I like that with a little bit of fruit.
Everything in here.
And then we are going to add in some Aperol to bring in that bitter to sort of offset the sweetness and make it perfectly delicious, right?
I'm not gonna lie, Paul, I'm not an Aperol guy, but I'm interested to see what it's like with the tequila and the watermelon.
Well, it's gonna be a dry shake, and now we're gonna put it in our rimmed glass for the watermelon sugar cooler. How you doing over there, Kim?
Kim is struggling.
Kim
is struggling.
I muddled mine in the...
Look, I'm gonna tell you what it's like.
Different. I figured, why shake it when you can just muddle it all together?
That's a watermelon cooler, then.
You see that?
Cheers to this,
why
guys.
Why is mine so big?
Because you put all the liquor right in.
This is amazing.
Oh, this
good,
is good,
right? This is actually really good. The Aperol really hits it.
All right, what are your tips for the Grammy party food?
Yes, we need some food, guys, right? So right here, we have the Savage Texas Party Mix, inspired by Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. The Lone Star State right here.
With the pork rinds.
With the pork rinds, because it's classy, bougie, and ratchet. The pork rinds are the ratchet part. And then we have these little hot sauces on the side. So your guests can...
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Yeah, exactly. Your guests can go home with the hot sauce, right? Next up, guys.
Mac and cheese.
Now, Paul, be careful. Yep. You got two black people here.
Uh-oh.
Don't mess up this mac and cheese.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's
see
what you got.
Okay, all right. Okay, first step, we're picking up the roux. And we're going to put that in a medium saucepan on medium
heat.
This
is the roux?
Like so. Yes. The roux is flour and butter, equal parts. You can't go wrong.
I've never made mac and cheese roux. I'm excited.
I've never heard of
it's
roux.
It's all about the roux, because the roux is the glue that brings the goo. Did I do that?
I never heard this, Paul.
Yeah, well, we're doing it. We're doing it. Give that a stir. And then we're going to add in 1.5 cup of milk. And we are up high. It is sizzling in here.
So
we are going to add in the salt and pepper now, like so. Super easy.
Okay.
Now, this is yummy, yummy mac and cheese inspired by Justin Bieber. So it's going to be super yummy. And we have 4 different types of cheeses because Bieber has 4 Grammy nominations.
Oh, I like that.
So we are starting with the sharp cheddar. Then we are going to mix in some mozzarella.
Okay. And you guys have to make sure you keep on stirring.
Yeah, you got
to
keep stirring.
You don't want the cheese to clunk up.
Okay. Exactly.
Mozzarella, got it in.
Then we have some Gruyere. Bring that nice nuttiness.
Gruyere.
Nice Swiss cheese.
Gruyere.
Gruyere. And then some Parmigiano Reggiano.
Okay, Parmigiano. That's for Lady Gaga.
That's my Lady Gaga
situation. I'm smelling this right now, and I was skeptical of the roux, but it does.
See?
It's making it stick.
It's a thickening agent, so it's gonna bring it all together. Now, carbs. Who doesn't
love
carbs?
Who doesn't love carbs?
Okay, so now let's put in the macaroni.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like so.
And the macaroni has already been cooked.
The macaroni, yeah.
That's very important.
And it has to be al dente a little, because we're going to continue to cook it. So it's super important.
Okay, al dente. Yeah. Got it, got
How's
it.
How's the goo level over there?
I'm loving
it. Fantastic.
We're doing good. Now, guys.
What else?
Everything's better with bacon, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to put in some bacon. Like so, and that's going to bring in that salty brininess to it.
You know what? I ain't got time for this. Look, I'm putting everything in.
I can't even stop anymore. Now, Paul, what else am I putting in here?
Now we have some honey barbecue short ribs. Add that in there, like so. And you guys are just jumping in there.
We're just jumping in there.
Look at that gooey. Oh, my God.
Like that. And now you finish it, 20 minutes, 375.
Show us the gift bag, please.
Okay, now let's move on to the gift bag. So you want to print a ballot like so and run a contest with a gift bag for the people coming to your Grammy party. And
we have thought about that.
Grammy-inspired items here. So first of all, we have some Ricky Regal, which is Bruno Mars's fashion persona. So when he's on stage, he's Bruno Mars. When he's creating lavish clothes, it's Ricky Regal.
And everybody wants that Ricky Regal line right now.
Then we have some of Post Malone's Delicious Maison number 9, because Rosé All Day, the Grammys, is on a Sunday, right? And then Billie Eilish, we have a fun little vinyl.
Paul, I love how you really brought in every aspect of the Grammys to each part of this.
I mean,
I'm doing a Grammys party.
I'm making
Paul,
this tonight.
You have literally inspired me. Where can people find all these tips?
Find me at Instagram, Paul's on everyone.
Yeah. You guys, check this out. This macaroni is amazing.
This was good.
Music Biggest Night is almost here. Tomorrow, join us for a special Daily Pop Grammys edition at 11 a.m. Coming up, some Feel Good Friday, y'all. We need some Feel Good Friday. Do not miss this. It's gonna be good.
All righty, let's start your weekend off right with some Feel Good Friday stories. First up, you guys have to see the adorable 102-year-old woman who joined her great-grandson's first grade virtual gym class. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Holy crap, get it, girl. I love
Kim's
that.
Like, how'd y'all get my Nest camera footage from my house?
Shut your mouth. When I take off all this makeup and everything else, you might be right.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If y'all saw Kim coming in here strutting like a Clydesdale at a parade,
honey,
she walks in those heels exactly like that lady.
She just hides those moves. She saves them for the right time.
That's
not
right.
For you.
For my
Johnson.
All right, a cat named Truffles is helping kids see how great it is to wear glasses. Truffles was adopted by an optician, and she noticed that her younger patients were scared sometimes about getting glasses and thought that if Truffles wore a pair, maybe they'd be more comfortable. Well, it worked, and Truffles now has already over 11,000 Instagram followers.
Cat is cute, and I don't do cats.
Wow.
I do not do cats.
But the cat had on a mask also.
All right, you guys, we're gonna see you tomorrow morning at 11 for our special Grammys edition of Daily Pop. It's gonna be amazing, so set your DVRs so you do not miss it. And then on Sunday night, the Grammys are on CBS at 8 Eastern, and we will have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 4 o'clock Eastern. And then on Monday, we're going to have all the scoop on the fashion, the winners, the backstage drama, everything you didn't see on TV. That is Monday. We're also going to kick off Kardashian Week on Daily Pop, and we have a wild look back at the family before they were famous and so much more. Check out Daily Pop every weekday at 11 right here on E! Set your DVR so you don't miss a thing. See you later.
Wow.
Bye.